Oh, man, I was thinking about me.
Where the fuck is Dorothy? She went off with that guy in the frilly cap. I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour and a half ago. They're doing something they should be done by now, and she said she'd be right back for dinner, and Alice is really fucking getting hungry. Her stomach is growling. All that sex and voyeurism and the physical reaction to watching others tortured and all the eating even has really worked up an appetite for her. Her stomach is growling. She can't wait. She goes to the cafeteria. Pile on her plate some linguine and meat sauce. An extra bowl of meat sauce that she likes so much she ends up spilling onto her tits and rubbing them on her nipples. People hardly notice as they pig out on the food around her. If only a few casual glances, she's not the only topless girl rubbing sauces on her in a cafeteria after all. But seems that this dish has only gotten her hungrier, so she goes back for a 2-foot-long roll of basic meatloaf made by Munchkins. Munchkin meatloaf is fairly standard, but good enough, and she devours the entire thing. Still, her hunger abounds. All them drugs have pulled her cells dry. She goes back for some curried meat. Curried goat meat. Delicious and sweet. Lots of water after that. Waiting for Dorothy, still looking around, going room to room. All these bizarre, weird rooms, different colors, different themes. Just walk through the blue flower room and into the yellow flower room where it's nothing but different kinds of yellow flowers or plants. Lots of people here, of course, too. Most of them naked or semi-naked. Various sexual acts going on before her. A black man in a gorilla outfit, except for the naked penis, foot-long and bobbing, flaccid, sticking out of his suit like a beckoning finger, approaches her, muscles rippling. He has a little plate with little pills on it, with a brilliant red P for Prospero. What are these?
2C1, baby. You ever heard of it?
No. What is it?
It's a hallucinogen. It'll make you see shit.
Oh, yeah, I'll take one. She pops in her mouth and accepts the glass of water he hands her. Greasy of other people's acceptances. Others' mouths on the glass. She continues wandering about the rooms, even picking a few private booths, seeing some truly unspeakable acts, but not finding Dorothy. Where the fuck is Dorothy at? She even asks around, no one seems to know who the fuck she's talking about or care. Slowly the hallucinogen starts kicking in as the hours pass, and the mood of the place turns eerie. The dances seem like slow and staggering corpse-like in some ways. Like this is the halls of the damned, and it's really getting to her, and she spends a lot of time just wandering around the hallways where there's only a small crowd. Somewhere along the night, her visuals are overwhelming, and she loses somewhere between 3 days and a week. Coming to eating grilled pineapple slices while rubbing high-dollar skin creams and oils and ointments onto her nude body. She is perfectly, lusciously tanned, every square inch of her body. How long has it been? What was that shit she was on?